Gentlemen over, continuation visit Mr. Weaver this Friday afternoon about supper time, the 19th of March, 1971, Channel 1 over, and a continuation of visit with Mr. Weaver this Friday afternoon, the 19th of March, 1971.
You know, if they'd let me, I'd open up a place and get this and But see how that was going to go around to school and, and it wouldn't pay me to spend all that money to do it. I'd have charged too much to get my money back. I'm too old to do anything like that. Now, you, I've shown how to get those out of her fingers there, you see.
You see,
you're doing it for her. Well, you got different, you got maybe the right kind of electricity in you. And you can rub it this way, you do this way.
Yeah.
Just come on down like that.
Now, that takes the joints.
Takes any of them. Now, she has one of her fingers in that, one of the bones is growing flat in there. And I showed her how to just catch it before it's growing flat that way and rub it more. And do it several times a day. And that ought to make that bone come back normal shape.
Oh, really?
I've done it on myself. It ought to work on you. But
you mean a bone?
Yeah. you can't believe it. You know, there's so many people don't believe in chiropractic doctors. I said, well, there ain't no one man knows it all, and I went and took them when I didn't need them.
Oh, you did?
To learn it. I said, if they can learn it, I can too. If they can do it, I know two treatments, and I didn't have to go back anymore. I caught how they did it.
You caught how they did it?
Not all, but I can remember all. But this was the main, these things is the main thing, like I was doing you a while ago.
Yeah. Now that works your blood down.
Works your blood and your nerves too, and gets your circulation up. And if there's any muscles, if it's in your muscle, it works on that too.
Now you're not rubbing, what are you doing?
Huh? I'm just mashing it.
Mashing
it's come down. You see, if
but
I
you
rub.
But you've got them strong fingers. That's what does it, ain't it?
Well, that has a lot to do with it. Which one do you think Jack Heron and I would be the toughest?
Well, I wouldn't think Jack was tough at all.
Well, you know what, so I let him just lie down, just let him. I showed him and I told him about all this. And I'd let him get on me and try to make me hurt me, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't, and I'd make him hard.
Well, now, let me tell you. On the door, show me how you're doing that door again. You get...
Come right here and I'll show you and let you do it. But see, this edge right here. Now you put that backbone right next to it.
Yeah. Oh, you want the backbone
right
next
to
the edge.
On one, then if it's on that side, you keep that on that side. It puts side you got though, right?
Hurry, don't you feel it? Let your hands relax now.
Oh, I see. Let your hands relax.
Yeah. Let your feet relax. You kept you rubbing up and down. Now bend in different ways. Let it go different, higher up on it. Let it go right now.
Oh, yeah.
Now then, come on back down. Go just as low as you can. Now go. Keep going low. You may be way down now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. As long as you keep around your kidneys. You make your kidneys.
Yeah, I see. Watch me. And then when you get down there where you got the crick,
where you get your hand, you see, and more you practice that, stronger you'll be in your hand. Well, you practice that, the stronger you'll be. And it builds you up a whole lot.
Now, you've been knowing this, though, since the 20s.
Oh, way back in the 20s, when you first started out. See, I figure this is no one person knows it all, and anybody can learn, if they'll try. If you can learn anything, I can learn part of it, just like you can. Don't matter where I'm at, see someone working out there, I watch how they do these things. And that's just as good as being in school. I had to work mine out myself. I was a poor boy.
And you just, people talking about those chiropractors, or you figure you'd see?
Oh, yeah. Well, I could understand it, you know. I figured this, that I couldn't see why that wouldn't help things. And I said, I'm going out to have a crick in my neck, you know. And I said, I'm going to go and leave the car door open, drive too much, what I called it. And I had to back the T-bar. And I said, I'm going to go and let the chiropractor doctor treat. Give me a few treatments, cost me $2 a treatment. And I said, I'm going to learn how to do it myself. And I did, and I'll keep it out myself. You don't see me. I'm afraid to do too much. But I cut my neck up. You couldn't get your arm around my neck to save your life. Hold it that way.
Is that right?
you don't see as many people as old as I am. But I worked hard, done a lot of hard work all my life and overtime. And you don't see many people can get around like I do. Sometimes I can't. It holds me sometimes I can't get around. I can't hardly walk. I'd ride in the car a while sometimes and it's to give me trouble, you know. And I can't hardly walk and I get out.
Well, now, you got a crick from riding in an open car.
Yeah. Wind causes cold. Or laying on a pillow with your head out of shape a little bit, not just right. Well, cause, or you can take a cold some night and lying in the bed, you know, and cause it over there. See, if I pull this loose too much back in there, that hole's about that deep in there, cut about that long. Just took the stitches out and one of them tore out.
Oh.
And it really gave me fits this last Friday.
Oh, it did?
Yes. And see, that's done. That's been done over a month ago, you see.
Yeah. That really got in your system. You haven't.
It was all in my system, and I was hurting all over from it. And there's a whole lot of giving me a lot of trouble, and I couldn't set up hardly, and I felt so bad, and I knew that had to come out, but after I bruised it, I wanted to wait, and then just take it out, but I let it go until see it done before Christmas, and I haven't done anything. I can't do anything around the house. I haven't been able to work around, clean up nothing around the house, and in the house or anything, and I don't belong to be that kind of a guy. I belong to keep everything cleaned up.
When did you bruise it?
Before Christmas.
You mean way back then you bruised it?
Yeah, and they kept wanting it to go down so they could take it out, but still it got worse, and it got out of my system.
Well, you know, I haven't seen you since Christmas.
One day, you all stopped with one time, you see. Well, I looked at your past when I was over at the doctor's office and walked downtown.
But you hadn't been much around that.
No, I haven't been around much, you see.
Way back then.
I've done any work at all. Just cut a little wood around the place, and my yards need mowing and everything. And but it'll be single time for I push my
You got your housekeeping right, you can do that.
Well, no, it bothered me just as bad as doing that and doing anything. I just had to let that go. And I was suffering so bad, you know, and I was working. I thought when I finished a little job and like one day getting it finished, I got some material paid for out of my own pocket. And I was saving up my money and trying to save and get my car fixed. No dirty skunks hadn't fixed my car yet, and it's just sitting there, and so I took my battery out and a lot of parts.
It's getting worse and worse about these cars. There's too many of them for the mechanics to work on. They just get tired looking at cars.
I know they do, and I know they do. They got more work than they can do, but still, they knew I was in the shape I was in. I needed to make a little money. And one day, after they had passed 3 months, they said that they were going out to put another motor in. Well, they didn't take it down. They put another motor in. And it cost me $40 or $50. Well, I went along and my motor was gone.
Boy, the numbers got a little of that. You watch down there.
And they weren't there 6 months over down there. And I had 2 or 3 more fellas to go and look and run and work that. And I went down there and Tell me what they'd have to get another motor. One more about it. They asked me that once or twice before. They said they could buy one. I said, is it $125? I said, is it guaranteed? Well, they make it good. I said, I know how the people make it good nowadays. I said, I want to guarantee you. I said, well, go ahead and get it. If they'll fix it, if it ain't right. Went back to get the car, you know, 2 days after that, and they done sold that motor. And they just come by and let me know about it, they didn't do it.
You know, I brought a pickup truck by then, you see. And I got it out here. And it fell apart.
It did.
I just barely got out here.
Did you buy it or just took it on trial?
No, I brought it out here and showed you.
Oh,
I had to haul something. I brought an old tire. I brought it instead of letting them bring it. Was out so by then, as you said. I thought it was pretty good. And I come to find out it was a mechanic's thing. You know, when they charge you $100 for a car, you don't get much.
Oh, you can't. You know,
the carburetor fell apart. They just had to buy a carburetor kit and start all over again with it. Well, they could get back down. But it looked good. Good. You know, you get used to it. It got along pretty good. Now, when you, mister, you were telling me that day over there, I forget what I had said to you.
Keep from having a cold. You can have paper, anything down there to keep you from getting a cold.
Paper's good insulation, ain't it?
Yeah, it's perfect insulation. You put paper, it gets you just a small piece of carpet and throw down there. If you don't, I don't like carpets and all on the floor because you've got to take them out and clean them and keep them clean. And I just like to blow over the day and like to sweep it, you know, keep it cleaned up like that. And I've had rugs and things like that, never unrolled them when I moved the place. And left them one place and stay now, and I just put a good woolen fiber rug. I paid, back then, I paid $25 for it, you know, back then it's cheap. And I stayed in the place, you know, and went out to get my rug one day, and it was somebody done got it. I think they cast that one out for me instead of that. People had rooms in it.
Well, you don't like a rug.
I don't like carpet either.
What do you use now?
I'm not using on the floor.
But you just put your foot on the floor?
Well, when I get up, I put something down. I put my feet on. And put my shoes on right quick, you know. I dress right there quick, put my shoes on and coat on, then I go in the other room.
Oh, that's so not all. You don't put your foot right on the back floor.
No, I don't put right on the back floor. Well, if you start walking around all the year doing that, you don't bother as much.
Yeah.
But it's best not to do it. You want contract codes for me to do that. Well, I know we got to go. I can stay here and talk a week if I get started talking, because I'm by myself most of the time, you know, I get started talking, I talk too much. One thing I'm feeling bad, and I'm calling nervous. I'm already what's wrong with
it.
Doesn't pay to give up.
Oh, let me tell you. Well, I figured you got your sack ready then. I tried to get a hold of old Jack Harry. And he just acted peculiar, Mr. Wheeler.
Jack's from Federal, or did you know that?
Well, he had always been laughing and talking big, and I was over there one morning, and he wouldn't hardly say hello.
He would?
No.
Well, you know what he and a lady came by to tell me that she'd be back and pick me up Cam as a doctor, and his wife was in the car with her the other day. And that's the only time that Jack hadn't been around to see me since before Christmas, since that day you was there. I don't know what he got mad at me about, but he didn't make a difference.
He wouldn't be mad at you.
Well, I don't know. He's supposed to come around. And I've been sick.
We went by over there one Saturday morning, and he and his wife was out there. Tell you what they were doing. They had a little row or two of onions. You got ready, babe? And they were putting some manure on. And I said, "That's what you're doing."
So allow me. Now, I've been on this here.
This is the best fertilizer you get, so I realize then what you're doing. You see, you've got some of the manure out there.
Well, you take where hogs is, you know, cows, horses. Horses are really the strongest. Save your horse fertilizer. It's the best. It's the strongest. Rice potatoes, you can't beat that compost from the hog, you see. You can't beat it, rice potatoes.
I believe that was
Jack knows a lot about it. He reared on the farm up in Georgia, South Georgia. He knows how to use fertilizer and stuff like that. And you've got to learn, and you take where you keep your chickens, keep that thing like that.
Wait just a minute, I want to hear about this.
And chickens is good for it, too. Rice potatoes, most chickens. And you take, it'll last 2 or 3 years when this commercial won't last but one season. No, you got. I find that the way I do, I put a little bit every time I stir it, you know. Just sprinkle a little bit every time I stir it.
Well, I don't know what you'd call it, a little sullen, a little...
I don't pay no attention to little things like that. I've got bigger things than that.
Well, he feels all right, and they don't much.
Do you ever see that little wife of his out when he's not there?
He don't charge me and I don't charge him.
It lost my nose.
Yeah,
it
is. All right.
That's around 500. At the end of the visit, Mr. Weaver, this Friday afternoon, about supper time, the 19th of March, 1971. 19th of March, Friday, about supper time, 19th of March, 1971. Channel 1 over, around 500 to 510. And the end of the visit, Mr. Weaver, hair-cutting visit, he took his food home with him. Anyhow, he talked a solid hour and a half. That's pretty good. Mr. Weaver, this Friday afternoon, 19th of March, 1971. Channel 1 over, around 500, 510, 520.
right here with us, but that and bigger. That's when I open over these three out of the from this and slide in on.
Right.
These three red. It's a real one, boy. That's the open out of plenty. It might be after warm as an half month. Oh, you mean, but so I did because I am in this big blue with you.
Hello, Roy.
So I know what else. That's the Duke. Him Duke. Roy, I got right. Roy. And so I know what else you are because of it. Yeah, it's a big difference. That day, and I run to one and I look back to where we need it. And I look on all the smiths I am. That's that work is up. I didn't believe you know, I look no, but I saw. I look like you, because of that. And it's hurt my mind. But I was there, you and they, you, and the one who has just been in them, and why are they almost right through? That's it. I don't fit, yes, sir.
Right.
But I was all back with doing much. Nah, I said, it's right. I don't get in the room. As well as I'm in this mess, maybe.
Right.
I can hold it, they can't go any more. Oh, you know, you're not here, you will be well. Did you put the door somewhere to you? No, I was in the cabin. There's a stove in the cabin, that's the stove, and then I... Well, that's near to you. And this is very... Poor, almost dead you. There's near you, most of the air, and why, if I last you look at you, wouldn't I try to be... True or be dead. Soon as far out, boy, you're dead and dying, they lost the look. If I see if any girls of them hurt home, yet if any of them are in my head, they're mine and they go out and all for that. That's why they go, but are you? Well, you've used to you for the right. Now, I was you for a damn blue man, or an arm of him, you know, and you're nursing at the end, they look in the outside, bless you. And that's an hour, so it won't be with time one of those, bless you. And that's been a real right act. That's the way it is, that's the way it is, and there he was over, man, from, that's enough, and that's him. That's Bob Morris, and that's all. That's how long I'll be doing it. That's no man, that's it, seven, that's you, and they were not promised at all. You pay the old son on, and I give them the room, this whole kind of love on was near me, and they said, and I made the symphony. But all the mutes were off, and the war did the feet. And I had much to make use of them, now both you lose one, it's to have the ship. But the ship's in the air, and I'm here without ship, the roof, and no one is used to them there. And the fire wasn't used to us, but I'm going to do. I know any day else in my road, draw a full gun. That's true now. Some weeks were getting in it, and they're all my chaps all beat. And, she and my kids are getting the old dice. Weeks, my mother, they didn't get the weeks, it's the old. And, she and my kids are getting the dice, she and my kids are getting in them. Oh, and the idiots, they're down. They're not. No extra thing didn't know him, was it? And I find out he was just work sub-habits, no good time. He sees me like this, and I was wondering how much I could always be wanting on me. He says he has a nervous darkness who works in the name of God like that. And he tells me he has run off as we begin the darkness in the rest of our heart. What's up? I was being loud from the land, heavy blind, so long to watch, so I'll be more active than nothing. What's up, let's look at that, I'm the Israelites, you're a horse, seven only. Looks good as a weed man, but I thought from being the last night, but... child says I feel so much every time and they will I spin in the land of God. It'll be a nice line, didn't I? The books and say, I'll get my dirty thing when I try the book in the car. I'll say, no, I don't see the car. The east line is the captain before I know what he told me at the end and talk to I know I was that. And the others look to rob an old lady, you know. This was nothing of it, no. Oh, with the mouth, we no one did it. Yeah, that is.
It is here from again.
That's the year for all, and it's just my other talks with this kid. And, there's a fine lot out. He's so he's got no
more. Oh, you were some scam talk, Mark Zeta.
Sure, she don't pay to be the time. He's been there, she's from a bad work I book in of mine. More than I, the spirit broke it up. More than I, just with the spirit, the way that I think it. Get over. And all I will find my dark is that God holds no mission to snow. And as we ash war, he went in with the eyes. And that swim is tough to us, and if my wife was a boy, it's God holds no more, no worse past the name of the earth, my wife, that's not last, and if my wife.
Lenny, me, you.
I'm a child. He's not much of his puzzle, I can't let him know this is from off on the wheel with you. I guess now he's just... That's no new boss guy. I get a guy says me the last time.
All right.
When he took me, I'm the guy. He said, I got now, what's that? And he's a say, go.
Fire now, we're there.
No, take it off. Now, what's that? Maybe then I'm going to get time. Why? No, me talk more to you. What's that? What's that? And I...
Who's
going to be a better? If I have nothing to do, you always talk about it. You ain't play well, you ain't play that after it. There's nothing about much to a night over it. There's much madness over all the snow walls from this guy for the rest of our
life. Hey, Rats, that wouldn't look me off of my hour to go eat just that.
Besten die snel nog weer, we dat zijn afdelen. En wie eraf is het, ja, we zijn naast de weer, we zijn dus even van je rekening. Nou, we zijn niet snel nog weer, we dat zijn afdelen. Wie eraf is het, dus even je rekening. Of weer, we zijn dus even van je rekening. Ja, we zijn naast. Nou, we zijn niet snel nog weer, we dat zijn afdelen. En wie eraf is het, was het meisje en even en als we zo, dus even je rekening. Maar wie was simpel, is even een keer met de arroesmeis. De arroesmeis, nou, we investeren die aantal weer voor de rest en ook de leer af. Wie was simpel, is even een keer met de arroesmeis. Nou, we investeren die aantal weer voor de rest en ook de. Halt een aantal, is bij de.